Running is a simple task for most of us. One foot in front of the other at a faster-than-walking pace. Many of us run for the exercise, others run to be competitive in races, and still others run because there's something bigger in front of them. Last Thursday, a group of 10 individuals set out on a 24-hour run through Knoxville to raise money and awareness for cancer. The 5th annual Knoxville Cancer Run has raised almost $100,000 in their 4 previous events. How did this event get started, you ask? Knoxville Mayor Brian Hatch, who was one of the runners, says it was after attending a Knoxville Coaches versus Cancer event that became the inspiration.
Got people together and I said, hey, let's see if we can raise some money for the Coaches versus Cancer event. And I was just, we'd gone to the Coaches versus Cancer event the past few years before that. And you're just inspired, you know, with everybody that pitches in, all the money they raise. And I thought, what can we do? You know, how can we go out and help? And so here we are. You know, the first year we ran across the state, which was challenging, fun. And the guys got together the next year and we decided to try to involve the community more and stay here in town, which I think was a great idea. And like I said, here we are 5 years later.
The first year, half the runners started from the western side of Iowa and the other half from the eastern side of the state, and timed it so they would meet in Knoxville. It was challenging and at times dangerous, as runner Greg Higginbotham explains.
Yeah, there were some close calls. I mean, there was, you know, you're out there on the highway and there's some cars flying by at different times of the day. So, you know, they weren't expecting runners to be out there. But that was kind of some of the thrill of that first year, is we didn't know what we were doing, but we were just trying to do something to raise money for cancer. It was exciting, and then it's grown to this, and this is way better. We've got the community support here.
After that first year, they decided to get the community more involved and started making a party out of send-off night. While this year's send-off was scaled back a bit due to unforeseen circumstances and weather concerns, all the runners were bundled up in 30 to 40 degree weather, ready to take their turns to run the 5-mile course through Knoxville from 7 p.m. Thursday to about 7:30 Friday when the run ended at Kenlock Stadium. Runner Will Butel, as with all the runners, has a personal connection to cancer.
It's near and dear to me with my family history and with my mom. My mom passed and my daughter's a cancer survivor, but we were honored the first year that they did the Coaches versus Cancer. My daughter was going through treatment at the time, and so it's been a big deal to help them out, and this is something that I can do. I enjoy running, so it's something I can do to give a little bit back to that and fight cancer.
The community is very involved with the Cancer Run. Many clubs and organizations have pledged money, and other groups have actually donated their time, as in running with the participants, even in the wee hours of the morning. Knoxville cross-country coach Michael Splavik asked his team to run with him when he's out at 3 a.m., many times after they've run hours before in a cross-country meet.
I offered it up to the kids. We had just ran up at PCM, and our girls had won the meet, and so they were all hyped up and excited, and they said, can we come run with you at 3? And I was like, are you serious? You really want to run at 3 in the morning with me? And I was like, sure. I mean, if your parents are okay with it, go for it. And that year we had about eight boys and girls show up, and then the year after that we had about 15, and then the year after that we had about 30, and this year we had about 20 kids show up at 3 in the morning to come run, you know, 13, 8, 10, and 8 miles with us. I mean, it was amazing to have those kids come out, and they just love being able to support us and show us that they care and all that, so it's great.
One of those who ran in the early morning hours with Splavik was one of the members of the Panther cross country team, Michaela McGill. She has a very personal reason to run. Her father.
My dad has melanoma cancer. When I was in middle school, he was first diagnosed with stage 1, just a spot on his head, and it spread throughout his lymph nodes. And then my sophomore year, he was diagnosed with stage 4, having a tumor in his brain and in his lung and his liver. And Dr. Moe put him on Keytruda, which is a treatment that's been developed to help prevent melanoma. And since he's been taking that, he's been classified as cancer-free.
All of the runners say community involvement makes the Knoxville Cancer Run work. Brian Hatch says the elementary, middle, and high schools in Knoxville all take time to either run, wave, or shout words of encouragement.
All the people that come out and run, I think last year the community logged almost 800 miles as a community, which is unbelievable, the support. People coming out at all times of the day and night to run with us. Just going by the schools, it's something to see. You know, when you pull up around the corner with all the runners, and you see the kids just lined up at the street wanting to give you high fives, cheering you on. It's very motivating, and honestly, it helps get you through that 24 hours. So.
Every runner has someone on their mind when they're on the run, whether it's a friend, family member, or someone's story they've heard about. Survivors and, sadly, those who have passed away from cancer are all honored. Dennis Deaver has two people on his mind.
My mother-in-law, Jillian Thomas, passed away about 7 years ago. And then one of my softball girls, Natalie Collins, she just lost her mom, Sarah. So it's close to home.
Michael Splavik keeps family members that are fighting the good fight on his mind while running.
I've got two uncles that are battling right now, and just think about them and kind of how I'm lucky enough to not have to deal with that, and just kind of keeping them in mind as I'm going out there and putting all these miles in for just to help out however I can.
So last Thursday, Will Butel set out as the first runner to start the 24-hour cancer run.
Mommy, no, all I know is that it's fast.
All right, here we go, guys.
As the runners ran their laps around Knoxville in the cold and oftentimes rainy conditions during the 24 hours, many groups and a cross-country team kept them company. Then on Friday night, just before kickoff of the Knoxville football game with Oskaloosa, the runners were welcomed back into Kenlock Stadium. The team ran 260 miles while the community tallied 546 miles, with a grand total of 806 miles in a little over 24 hours. And they estimate they raised over $10,000. The official total won't be released until the Knoxville Coaches versus Cancer Night on January 19th. The Knoxville Cancer Run has become a tradition on the fall in Knoxville. If you'd like to help in any way during the sixth Cancer Run in 2019, just contact any of the runners. I'm sure Brian Hatch, Judd Nelson, Dennis Deaver, Will Butel, Michael Splavik, Jason Mosdam, Greg Higginbotham, Barbara Bacon, Mike Hatch, Aaron Fuller, along with everyone else who ran, would love to have you donate your time. For Football Friday Nights, I'm Derek Cardwell.